Our text for today is really the entirety of both scripture readings that were read just a moment ago. I would like to repeat a couple of the verses from the Old Testament reading, Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received double of the Lord's hand, double for all her sins. The second Sunday of Advent is traditionally, if you don't know by now, after all your years of attending church, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but the second Sunday of Advent has as its theme the ministry and message of John the Baptist. Thus, the readings that we have before us today, that hymn we just sang about the Baptist, that's the theme. His mission, his preaching. The messenger who went before, as he identifies himself, who went before the coming of the Messiah in order to prepare his way. And from time to time, of course, we hear, it seems to go in fads, we do hear quite often the theme of preparation. Not in the church, I'm not talking about there, but I mean outside of the church. There is the little cartoons we saw back in the 1970s, it seemed like all the time, of the doomsday screamer on the street corner wearing a sandwich board, you know, prepare to meet your God. And generally, when we hear themes of preparation, or regarding preparation, about preparation, there is a tendency for that theme or that message that comes out to be a message of, or at least centered around, doom. You know, the coming of the end. Where are you going to be standing when the Lord comes again? Have you been good enough? You know, you know how the mindset goes. That whole idea of the doomsday message. Prepare to meet your God. John came in fulfilling the words of Isaiah the prophet and said he came to prepare the way of the Lord. Now, if we look at those words from Isaiah the prophet, comfort my people, says your God, speak kindly to Jerusalem, our translations say literally what we are told there, speak to the heart. Isn't that much nicer? Speak to the heart of Jerusalem. And tell her this. Tell her warfare has ended. Tell her that her iniquity has been removed. God in Isaiah's day saw a problem, a real problem. And that is that his people were living a life that was steeped in sin. And as a result, they were suffering all kinds of things. At the hands of enemies, on a governmental level, corruption and the like. There was a problem caused by sin. There is a problem in our day too, and it is caused by the very same thing, sin. We look around and see how people are treating one another. The senseless killings that seem to be mounting. At least we're hearing more about them in our day and age. Corruption almost on every level. We read about pretty much every other day in the papers or hear about on the newscasts. There's a real problem that has been caused by sin. God sees it as he saw it in Isaiah's day. And his solution? It doesn't seem to me to be a message of doom and gloom. You better shape up or else. God's solution comes out in the words of Isaiah. Comfort. Comfort my people. And there is a sense of urgency to these words. We are the prophet. And we stand there and we hear God say, comfort my people. And our natural reaction is, how shall I comfort them? How shall I speak to their heart? Try to scare them to death? Try to move them through some kind of fear? Call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been pardoned. What is God's solution for the problems of this world? Not a message of fear, not a message of you better shape up, but a message of good news. Your iniquity is pardoned. Your sin I've done away with. Your sin I will not hold against you. Your warfare is over. This whole idea of thinking that you have got to do so many right things in order to please me, and you're in that battle, that's ended. And it ends in my forgiveness, centered in my Son, Jesus Christ. That's John's message. That's why we hear John saying in the gospel reading this morning, look, I'm not even worthy to untie this guy's sandals. I'm not even worthy to do a slave's work. I baptize you simply with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, John says. Prepare the way of the Lord. God's solution to the world's problem is a wonder. It's a beauty. It's the only thing to which you and I can hang. When the going gets tough, when we're grieving, when we're hurting, there is but one message that God has for us. That message is not, you will get better. I will take away all the hurt. That's coming. That's coming one day. But for now, God says, know this, and take this to heart. What you're suffering is not punishment for your sin, because I have removed your iniquity, and it indeed has been pardoned by my Son's blood. Prepare to meet your God? Yeah, I suppose. How? By clinging ever tighter to the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. My sin is forgiven. Amen.